AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
What's up, everybody? I'm George Massey. It's the George Massey Show. I'm here with Gina, and it's the Love Island pod. So we have some Love Island to discuss. There's been a lot of new developments since we spoke to you guys last, Gina. So we're starting with day 9. That's where we left off. So we're going to be catching up all the way till tonight's, well, yesterday's episode. By the time you hear this, it'll be yesterday's episode, not tonight's. So we're going to get started with number 9. And this was the Return to Sender episode. This is where Ariana brought life-size presents to the villa. So, Gina, I have a weird question. Do you think that they were actually in those boxes the whole time? Or do you think that they asked them, like, to come in there? Because if you think about it, that it was like a good 20 minutes that we were looking at the boxes. Do you think that they were really in there the whole time?
I do, because how else were they supposed to, like... And you have to remember, this is, like, slow motion. Right. So basically, they could have put them in there and then she talked and then, but to add more to it, like, I don't know. It's a pretty complex production.
Well, yeah. I'm like, there's probably like, there was a scene where they stopped and they loaded them into the boxes. I was like, I don't know if you could put people in a box and like close it up completely for like 20, 30 minutes. Cause like, isn't it hot in there? Like, I don't know. I had like questions. Well, Ariana said that they gave them food and water, but yeah. I mean, I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm claustrophobic, so I don't know if I would have been able to just stand there for like 35 minutes while they got it together.
There is probably, because they didn't actually zoom into the gift boxes. Like, so there's probably some air vents and holes in it that were the same color. Remember, these people who've created this, the visual effects are on point. So we're not paying attention and zooming in to see if there's like air holes in there, right? Because it's a white glittery box, right? We're looking at what can be in those boxes. What are the reaction of the cast, of the Islanders? Like we're looking at that. We're not focusing on, like, we're focusing on what's on the box, but we're not zooming in to if there's like air vents. Of course, it's going to be human, like new bombshells. We already knew that it was going to be new bombshells, right? So every time she brings, like, it's a love-hate relationship I have with her. Every time she brings in gifts, it's never a good gift.
Well, the funny part is sometimes when she walks into the villa, even though she's always a joy to see, you know that shit's about to get bad, right? Like, she kind of brings that negative, you know, when she walks in, everyone's like, oh no, Ariana Maddox, no, what are you here? Like, it's like that dreaded, like, what are you gonna do? Right? Like, it's kind of that feeling. So the bird challenge, what was it called? The baby bird challenge. So that challenge,
Yeah.
they had to suck gunk into their mouths and then spit it into people's bowls. You know, kind of like how a mother bird feeds her kids or her. What do you call a baby bird? You know, it's what do you call those? It's like slipping my mind. Whatever a baby bird is, I don't know. There's like a word for that. But that challenge is kind of where the house took a turn for the worse. The villa people kind of got a little personally affected by that, right? Especially Lucinda, I believe. Like, I feel like she thought that Garvey hated her. And, you know, she was very upset that Garvey was spitting so much gunk into her bowl, and things kind of took like a turn for the worse. Everybody kind of started distrusting everyone and looking at each other as competitors, which I think is probably a good thing, right? I think a lot of people were looking at people as their friends and thinking there was loyalty there when they shouldn't have. And I think that the baby bird challenge kind of put everybody in the mindset of, hey, these people might eliminate me if it benefits them, you know? And I feel like that's how people should have looked at it the whole time.
Exactly. So we're not, it's not your typical Love Island, and that's what I think the problem is, right? Because yeah, it's not your typical Love Island. It's Love Island games. You're there like most of the guys have that instilled in their head. Well, the girls are thinking lovey-dovey. No, you can't think like that. You have to think like strategically like a guy. Like, I'm here for the game. I'm here. And if love so happens to come my way, you know, we can kill two birds with one stone.
Well, yeah, if you find somebody you like and they're really good at the challenge, then cool. Otherwise, you know, you kind of have to kick people to the curb. Speaking of which, so Audrina during this challenge, she did return to sender because she wanted to stay with her man, Johnny, her man. And Johnny decided that he wanted to open the package. And that's kind of where all hell broke loose. Like the whole vibe of the house kind of turned because now, as we go on, you know, to the newer days of the show when we start discussing it, Johnny's not the most popular person. But we'll get into that later on as we go on. But that's kind of where it all started, right? Like people started to side-eye Johnny with that decision to abandon Audrina because Johnny and Audrina were safe in the baby bird challenge, meaning that they were not subject to America's vote. If he would have just stayed put with her, they would not have been vulnerable. Well, he never was, actually, to be real, because Gabby and the new bombshell Gabby chose Johnny and left Audrina vulnerable, which later on there'll be more to that story. But I want to get into what Tyreek did because Tyreek, he did a open the package on Justine, and Justine was very, very hurt by that and betrayed, and she felt like it was like a stab in the back. So how do you feel? Because some people are saying, oh, well, it's a game. You know, you just play the game. And then Tyreek was like, well, I wasn't like 100% sure that she was gonna do a return the sender, so I wanted to keep my options open. But Justine insists that they had a conversation prior to this where she made it very clear to Tyreek that she would not, you know, put him under the bus and she would have stuck it out. Who do you think's a liar here? Do you think Tyreek is just a liar and a snake, or do you think that Justine, you know, gave him a reason to think that she was gonna abandon him at the next opportunity?
He's just a snake.
I kind of agree with you. I don't like him.
He's been like playing these girls like there's no tomorrow.
Isn't that what I tweeted out? It seemed like every time, you know how when you see on TV, it's not really a thing anymore, but like back in the day, a guy would be like a construction worker, and every time a girl walked by, he would say something extremely inappropriate. I feel like anytime a sexy girl walks by Tyreek, he has to flirt with her. And I was like, he's always like shooting his shot with every single girl. I was like, so you can't really trust a guy who's always shooting his shot with everyone. So he always gave me like vibes that he couldn't be trusted. But the way he did Justine, it just solidified that I was like, oh yeah, he's a dog, because he knew that she was gonna write return to sender on that. He can say anything he wants to say, but she said that they had a conversation, they were okay, right? Because they were going tit for tat. Like, so Gina, they were going tit for tat, right? Like, we knew that. They knew that. Well, we knew that he did some shit she didn't like. She did some shit that he didn't like. We knew how it went. But at the end of it, she was like, we had a conversation and we came to an agreement. So what you did to me, not only was it disloyal, but she's like, it was humiliating. And you know, he kind of tried to smooth things over, like he kept trying to apologize. But are you sorry, or you're sorry that it didn't work in your favor, right? Because he actually didn't get picked for the Open the Package challenge, and he had to get embarrassingly recoupled with Justine, which I think was the worst possible outcome, right? Because I was like, you screwed her over and now you have to get recoupled with her. Like, that makes it even worse.
Exactly. So karma's a bitch, basically.
So, okay, so
It will come and bite him in the ass.
at some point, you know, I think he's gonna get his. So, okay, so power couple was Sydney and Toby from the Baby Bird Challenge, and their power was to first off save two people. So the first thing that they did, Toby saved Lucinda and Sydney saved Tyreek. And you have to remember, Sydney didn't really know anybody so far. Like, she was very new. So she said that the reasoning for saving Tyreek was because she knew that that was Toby's bro. So she did him a solid, was like, I don't know who's who. I don't know who. Like, she wasn't there long enough to know who she hated yet. So she just picked, you know, his best friend, Toby's best friend. So I thought that that was kind of, you know, that was cool to do. Like, she didn't know what to do. So instead of strategizing for herself, she strategized for someone else. So I thought that that was kind of cool to do.
I do, but like she should have gone with who she wanted to initially go with, which I believe was Marvin.
Yeah, but you know, he ain't make it very far anyway. But okay,
But
so
he just had got there. That's the thing.
yeah, I know. He didn't really get a shot. Okay, so let's move on to day nine. Okay, so for day nine, the bottom five couples who were made vulnerable. And I think this is where the duel took place, right? I think day nine. And hold on. No, Gina, help me out here. Well, what happened on day nine? Are we at the duel yet, or was the duel on day 10?
Duel was day nine.
Oh, so we were at the duel. Okay, cool. So the power couple chose one male and one female to save. Yeah, I saw that. Okay, cool. So, no. We gotta go to the duels. So first, before we get to the duels, America's vote saved Andrea, Justine, Josh, and Isaiah, first of all. And then the duels were held between Garby, Adrina, and Kendall and Marvin. Oh yeah, so this is where we kept going in the triple overtime with the duels, right? So it's best out of three,
Yes.
but we ended up doing best out of four because they kept coming out of the woodwork and winning. And it was very, this was probably the most nerve-wracking duel for me. It was like edge of your seat.
It really was. I was just like, oh my God. I was just like, oh my God. Like my reactions were like, I was just like, holy shit. I was just like, oh no. Right. So I'm like, where did that come from?
Well,
So, yeah.
Garby, I remember Garby in her first two rounds, she took both rounds and I was like, oh, it's a wrap. Garby has got it in the bag, right? And what I think what really shocked me was how hard Audrina fought in the duel, because everybody was like, oh, she's weak. Well, not everybody. Johnny was like, oh, she's weak and she's not smart and she's just useless and she'll never win this game. But she actually showed that she was pretty strong and held her own in this duel. She did not let Garby, I mean, Garby in the end got her, but she fought to the very, very end. She showed that she wasn't just gonna lay down and take it. And that really made me have a lot more respect for her, because a lot of people have said a lot of negative things about her, but she showed us that she's none of those things. And you can't really listen to what other people have to say about you. I saw her in action, and Johnny is 100% wrong about her. I'm just gonna say it. Johnny's a dick, and he the way that he said that she was weak and she can't hold the conversation. I think that that was really, really nasty and hurtful, and I don't think those things are true.
Neither do I. So I, well, the thing is, we saw Andreina fall to the floor so many times, right? And she even said herself, like when she was talking to Johnny, that like she just gave off the impression she wasn't in there for the game. She was in there for love. And that's not what this show is about.
I mean, yeah, that was a bad strategy to go and tell people that you didn't care about the money. That's a bad strategy because a lot of people, if not everyone that entered the villa for this show, would like to walk away with the money. So when she was out telling people like, "Oh, I don't even care about the money. If I find love, I will be happy with that." You know, a lot of people saw that as a weakness because they're focused on the prize, because this isn't Love Island, this is Love Island Games. So they're focused on the idea of winning the money, and that's more important to them in the end. So, yeah, I think her strategy of telling people that she couldn't care less about winning the money wasn't a good strategy. You know, even if she felt that way, she should have lied and said that she did care about the money. And I think a lot of people would have respected that a little bit more.
Exactly. So I guess we've already said goodbye to her, unfortunately. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's basically she had one. She wasn't in the set of mind to win the game. She was in there for love.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, I liked her more towards the end. Like she wasn't my favorite person, but as I saw her towards the end, and especially after what happened with Johnny and the way that he treated her, I definitely liked and respected her a lot more. And I feel like that she stood her ground all the way to the end, and she fought in that duel, and she showed that she was strong enough to be in this game, right? Because a lot of people kept saying, "Oh, you're just not strong enough to be here. This isn't the right thing for you." And she proved them that no, I could hold my own if need be, you know, and she showed that.
Yeah, but that was at the last minute, basically.
I mean,
Like,
yeah, she waited all the way until the last second of it, but you know, it's what do they say? Better late than never, right? I guess
yeah.
better late than never. Like she did wait all the way until the last possible second, but I mean she did
To
show.
prove something, right? But
Yeah.
she didn't go in there with the right mind frame, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. So it seems like duels are the recurring theme, right? Like we've seen two duels so far, right? Because that's how
Three.
three. Oh shit, you're right. So yeah, because we lost Chris and KK in a duel. And wait, we also lost Mert. And who was with Mert? We lost them in a duel too.
No, it wasn't a du the one the one of the first duels, the Lucinda when she won.
Oh yeah, you're right. Mert and somebody else, they got kicked off from America's Vote. You're right. But it seems like duels are recurring because we found out more recently there's going to be another duel. We're not there yet, but there's going to be another duel too, and we're going to get into power squads and stuff pretty soon as we continue on. So there's a lot of new stuff happening, and there's a
Oh, that was when Lucinda took down Andreina.
Oh yeah, that was the second duel. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so duels seem to be the recurring theme of how people are voted out, which I thought it was going to be America's Vote more than duels. But do you prefer duels over America's Vote? I kind of feel like I prefer duels, or do you not?
I prefer duels because it's games. It's competitive. It's games. Like, this is what you
Well,
have to do.
I like it because it's the strong.
Like with America's Vote, you're just voting on who you like and not based upon who you dislike.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Like, and a lot of times people are voting very shallow. Like, they're like, "Oh, I like the way this person looks. I'm going to vote for them." But when it comes
That
to a duel, it's.
would be me with Mert.
Well, yeah, you did want Mert to stay. And I did watch Mert in the football challenge, and he was awful, Gina. He was so bad. Like, he had no idea what to do, and he was bad. But at the end of the day, you were still going to vote for him because you liked him. So if it was a duel, Mert probably wouldn't have made it as far as he did, because he probably made it through the looks of his face more than anything. But at the end of the day, now we're picking the strongest, the last one standing wins. And I think that that's a better way to determine who wins. You know, America's vote, we can be very biased, right? Like, we can look at people and just not like them because we just don't like the way they look. You know, at the end of the day, it's about who's stronger and who has the motivation to win. So I think the duels are probably the best way for us to determine who should be there and who shouldn't.
Exactly. So we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah. All right. So I think on day 10, we should be going into day 10 now. Or no, that was day 10. Yeah, because that's where Garby and Audrina and Kendall and Marvin dueled it out, and Garby won, Kendall won. So yeah, that was day 10. Then going into day 11, says the losing couples from the challenge, Casey, Garby, Josh, Justine, Kendall, Nicola, and Sydney all became vulnerable. And oh, and that's where the power squad came in. So that was on day.
Well, yeah, that was today's. That
Oh,
was today's or yesterday's episode.
holy crap. Okay. So we didn't miss as many episodes as I thought. So this particular power squad, so this is a new addition to the show. As far as I know, I didn't watch last season. So now this team, instead of there being a power couple, because this was a team challenge, not a couple challenge, there's a power squad. And now this squad isn't not only safe, they cannot be vulnerable. They now get to choose two boys and two girls to duel each other, in which these people will be dumped from the show. Now, the show ended before we could determine who was even up for, like, we didn't hear any names of anything. So we all know that it's between Casey, Garby, Josh, Justine, Kendall, Nicola, and Sydney, but we don't know who's going to get picked. So do you have any predictions or who you want to see duel each other? I know Josh is up, and I know Josh has been safe and skating through. So do you want to see Josh have to fight it out? Because a lot of people, you remember in the beginning, I told you I didn't like him. I don't have a problem with him now. Honestly, I don't have a problem with him. Like, one thing I noticed tonight, he's not out there lying, cheating, scheming, or being a sleazy person like Johnny. Like, he's out there playing the game in a very clean way. So I don't have a problem with Josh. Like, he's still messing with Andrea. He's not out there kissing every girl that he can kiss, like Tyreek. Like, Josh is playing the game pretty clean. So, like, I'm actually on Team Josh now. I know I didn't like him in the beginning, but I'm more so like on Team Josh than I was before.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Joe. Okay, who is on Nicola's team? It was, I don't think it's going to be the new guy, Casey.
Okay,
I
so
think it's,
Casey, Garby, Josh, Justine, Kendall, Nicola, Sydney.
so I think it's going to be Kendall again.
Because he won the last duel.
Kendall. And who else can be thrown in that mix? It's not going to be Casey, it'll be Kendall
It can
and
only be Josh, because it's Casey,
Josh.
Josh, and Kendall. Those are the only boys.
Yeah, and you already said, oh, from the preview, it looked like it's going to be Josh. So I think it's going to be Josh and Kendall.
Yeah, that's my thought. Well, the only other boy is Casey, and I feel like nobody really sees Casey as a threat. So
Yeah,
I don't see why the
I
power.
don't think his ex-girlfriend Gabby has any hard feelings towards him either. And like I said, I think they're in cahoots with each other and they made a deal with each other. Since we're going into this together, if we win it, let's split it.
I mean, that makes sense, right? If you know each other, you know each other well enough to know that you don't love each other and you don't want to be together, but you could dominate the show. You can come in and join forces. I think that that's a genius plan. So Garby mentioned on the show, she was like, not even 24 hours ago, I just secured my spot by winning that duel, and now Garby is vulnerable again. And
Yeah.
Now she's just like, this, I can't catch a break. Like, I feel like I can't win for losing. So do you think that she might be one of the people they choose? Because it could be Nicola, it could be Sydney, it could be Garby, it could be Justine. Like, who do you think might, because okay, so
I
Tyreek.
think it might be Justine and Garby.
Why do you think? Because you think Tyreek is on the power squad and she's given him such a hard time because he's really been trying to make things right and she's been.
Well, remember who are the leaders in the power squad?
Who's the leaders?
It's Johnny and Gabby. And
Oh, it's.
Johnny was just kind of sick of Justine winning Love Island, the same Love Island he was on,
Oh, yeah, he's
and
around.
the same Love Island games that he was on. He placed second place to her.
Oh, you're making so much sense. You're making so much sense. Oh my God, you're right. So he has the power to send her packing because if anybody can beat him, it's her. So if he was gonna make it to the end, the only person who would take this from him is Justine.
Exactly.
And this
So
perfect opportunity to put her out, right? And if he put Justine up against Garby, do you think Justine could beat Garby in a duel? I mean, it depends on what we're talking about. Sometimes they're blindfolded, sometimes they're not. Like, it depends.
exactly. I don't know. Or like because Sydney saved Tyreek. And Tyreek's part of the other one, so it's definitely not going to be Sydney. And I don't think they find Nicola a threat yet.
They should though.
They
But you're right.
should. The way she played today, they should find her a threat.
They
But
should.
I think she's just a goof. They think that of her as a goofy NPC player, so they don't find her a threat yet.
I think you're right. I think that they look at her as, oh, she's our less attractive little sister, and I just like her. She's funny, and I want the best for her. But I think,
Exactly.
and she told us tonight that she goes to the gym 4 times a week. She works out. Like, I think they're underestimating her and her agility and her motivation to win. I think that she was smart by saying, like, oh, no one likes me and no one wants to be with me. I can't find a connection. And this is so sad and hard. So everybody feels like sorry for her. And the best way to get, on people's soft side is for them to feel sorry for you. And then when they feel sorry for you, they don't look at you as a threat. So she's able to skate by without people wanting to put her in the bottom because they're like, oh, don't put her in the bottom. She's had it so rough and she's been through so much already. So now she has that sympathy card, right? She has.
And at the same time, she was like motivating her team members even after they lost. And that's very admirable, like coming from a team captain, like, hey, like we might have lost, but like she's finding the good in like the good in everything, right? Even if it was a loss, right? She's finding the good in it.
Yeah, and I don't know if she's just a super decent human being or if this is like strategy. Like, I don't know. I don't know her well enough to know that. I just know that she comes across as just a genuinely nice, kind person. And I think that's why nobody is trying to dump her from the island, right? Like, if you had to pick anybody, she would be the last person, right? There's always
Exactly.
somebody that you would pick before you would pick Nicola because she hasn't given you a reason to pick her. And
Exactly.
that might be a strategy, or she might just be a decent freaking human being, right? Like,
I think she's just a decent human being.
I think she is too. I think that she's just a perfectly kind-hearted, sympathetic, compassionate person who genuinely cares about other people, which we're not used to seeing.
No, we are
So we're very
definitely not.
confused, right? We're very confused by her because we're not used to seeing that. We're used to seeing people that are scheming and doing underhand.
Cutthroat,
Yeah.
yeah.
So when we're looking at her, we're like confused. We're like, so
Is she just nice? Right? Like she's like, so she doesn't want to dump anyone and she doesn't want to call anyone ugly behind their back. Like we're confused because we're not used to that type of behavior. But like you said, she's just who she is. She's a good person. And at the end of the day, she might skate by long enough to damn near win this thing on her just being a good person.
Right. So I'm playing the game smart because out of her whole team, her and Casey were the only ones that like beat the other play, like the other like contestants that they were going up against. They were the only ones. Who would have known? Who would have thought?
Oh yeah, I did take down some notes. So, 'cause I thought it would be fun to discuss. So the results from that challenge. First place was Toby and Tyreek, which was the unlikely duo, right? Like I never would have expected that. They won first freaking place and they giggled the whole time. Oh, and then second place, which is funny 'cause we were just discussing this, was Nicola and Casey. So
Exactly.
they are underestimating her, right? She was second place in the whole damn thing. Like, she is being underestimated and she's skating by. Nobody even noticed that she was killing it in this challenge, right? Because her team didn't win. Nobody is realizing that she's carrying the weight. Okay, and then Gabby and Johnny came in third. So that's the funny part. Their team was the winning team, but they came in third, not first. And then fourth place was Garby and Kendall. And then fifth place was Audrey. Oh my God, I want to call her Audrina so bad. Andrea and Isaiah. And then sixth place, all the way in last place, was Justine and Josh. So how surprised were you that Josh came in last? Because Josh is like a really big competitor and he hates losing. So I was really shocked that he came
So
in last place.
when I was watching it, I'm like, you know what? It's kind of a fair advantage for the girls. Unfair advantage, right? Because we've got a chest and we've got a butt. Ch chances are a lot of that product, the popcorn, the or whatever, like the it's going to
Marshmallow.
fall out. Because
Well,
we ain't flat chested. It's going to fall out.
so wait, was it an advantage for the boys?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's more room in their shirt, right? Because there's nothing in there or whatever. But I mean, I feel like if you have a big enough butt, you can put something above it and it'll stick above it, right? Like, I don't know. I felt like the outfits did help a little bit with the little pockets and everything, but you're right. It definitely felt like if you got a lot of chest and a lot of hips, there wasn't a lot of room to work with. And the guys didn't have any hips, so they could stuff their pants, right? Like they had a lot of room to work with. So yeah, I mean, it could have been an unfair advantage. Because if you think about it, two boys won. So your theory proves that it probably was an unfair advantage. Because how do you explain two boys competing together won the whole thing and had the best time? So maybe your theory is absolutely correct.
Exactly. So, it was just like, let's do the comparison with the Megan Thee Stallion on last season's twerking contest. Obviously, the girls won because girls twerk, guys don't, right? So it's kind of the same thing, and it was like an unfair advantage, right? Like a girl's body is shaped differently than a man's body, right? Got hips and like stuff coming out, and boobs and everything else.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I guess a lot of these challenges can be considered sexist if you think about it. Like, if you're like, yeah, I guess you're right. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's Love Island games and all is fair in love in games, right? Isn't that what they say? Or all is
All
fair.
is fair in love and war.
Yeah, all is fair when it comes to 250K. So it is what it is. So we're gonna find out tomorrow what the actual challenge is. For the duel, like we know that the duel is taking place. We know who's, well, no, we actually don't know who's going to be in the duel.
We don't.
We just guessed, but we don't know what the duel is. But we're going to be just figuring all of that out tomorrow And tomorrow there'll be two people, one boy, one girl, dumped from the island. So it's gonna be a pretty eventful show tomorrow. I feel like today was a pretty good one too. The challenge was a lot. Like I feel like we were watching the challenge for the whole episode because there were so many different rounds and so many different people competing. It was interesting. It's like I started the show and I usually pause it and I usually answer texts and I go do. I never got up from start to finish. This episode, it just went straight through. So it was definitely an action-packed episode tonight. We got no Ariana. Oh, I wanted to ask you, who was this chick? The one that was there? Who was that?
She hosts After Sun.
Oh, it's the After Sun host. Cause I was like, where's Ariana? Who is this girl? Is Ariana busy tonight? Like, what's going on? Oh, yeah. So she's the After Sun host. You know, I don't be watching the After Sun the way I should. I have you watch it and then you tell me what happened. So, yeah, I don't be watching the After Show as much as I should be. So I didn't.
Well, I only watched it because Mert was on it last week, and same with KK and Chris.
Tell me what happened on the After Sun because I didn't watch.
It's not, they talked about how, oh, Selena Savage, she's just like, oh, he's just like, they're like talking like, oh, I wrote a letter for Lucinda, and I'd wait for her when she comes back out. And then Celine was just like, see what's happening? That's not gonna happen now, right? Like that's what you get for putting your heart on the line, right? She was so savage. She said something along those lines that I couldn't stop laughing. But he's still in Fiji.
Wait, they were, well, yeah, they filmed the After Sun in Fiji, right?
Yeah, but he's still there in Fiji
How do you know that?
because he posted on his stories on Instagram
What did he post?
the picture of Fiji.
Well, it could be old. Do you think
It
that
could be.
do they
It
think
could be.
gonna come back at some point? Because you
I
know
don't
the
know.
people.
I hope so.
So it's possible that he might come back for something later in the season. Did you realize today that we're 1 week out from the end of the show? Because this is only a 3 week show.
What? Like, how did this happen? I don't
Started
want it to happen.
it started on September 16th, and I was like, wait, today's it's the 30th. I was like, that leaves 1 week. So can you believe that in a
Why?
week we're gonna know who won Love Island Games season two? Can you believe that? Like it's kind of unfathomable because it doesn't even seem like we're anywhere near the end, but we only have a week to go. Why is it so short? I don't know why they're doing a 3 week show when they could do a month show. I don't know what the thought process is, but when I was doing the math in my head, I was like, wait. Today marks 2 weeks since it started. And I was like, that means that there's only a week to go. That's insane. Like a week from now, we're going to be watching the finale of Love Island Games season two, which I can't even believe. Like, why? I feel like it just premiered, right? Like, I feel like it literally just came on.
Right, like, well, like, what am I gonna do now? Like, after
Yeah.
it's over,
We won't get another Love Island until next year. So, next summer. So that's very scary to think that it's over so fast. I
well,
feel like,
almost.
and I know we watch it every day, 5 days or 6 days a week or whatever, and it seems like a lot, but I feel like we just started. Now we have a week to go and it's going to be over. Do you think that they're going to do a reunion like they did for Love Island or no?
I don't know because I know the other past season of the regular Love Island they had what's it called? A reunion, but I don't know if this one's gonna have it because I couldn't go back to see like season one of Love Island Games.
I don't know either. I mean, I don't know if they would need to do one. I would like to see one if possible, but it's, I don't know. I just, when I was doing the math today, it hit me and I was like, oh my God, we're a week away from the end. And it didn't sit well. I was like, I'm not ready for it to end. I'm still having so much fun, right?
Right?
One more
I
episode.
know.
tweeting it and talking about it and interacting with everybody with the show. So I was like, I feel like it's too fast. And I Googled it and they said that this is the quickest version of the show. They were like, this is the shortest format. Love Island Games is the shortest format of the show. Love Island is usually much longer.
Yeah, because like last season or the first season, it was 19 episodes.
19. Oh, and what episode we're on 11 now, right?
Yeah, so basically we only have like 9 more episodes left.
That's crazy. I don't know. I don't, well, maybe that's a little longer than a week, so maybe we'll get like 10 days, 10 more days. A little longer.
So.
Do you have a prediction of who you think might actually win the whole thing? Do you have like out of the people that are still there now, obviously tomorrow two people will leave, but like as of everyone that is in the villa right now, do you think that there's someone that might win?
I don't know. I want to see Gabby do something by herself.
Yeah, we haven't really seen her in a challenge other than today, right? Like we haven't really seen her do anything. So
But I want to see her do something by herself, basically.
I think if I had to pick a winner, first of all, do you think the winner will be a girl or a boy?
I don't know. I'm gonna say maybe a guy.
I don't know. I was thinking it might be a girl, actually. I don't know. I
Well,
think.
last year it was a girl, so I think this year it might be a guy.
I mean, you might be right, because why would we have two girls in a row? Do you think? Okay, so my guess, this is like an underdog guess. I think Kendall is going to win.
Oh no, please
What?
no.
No, you don't want Kendall to win. I think that.
No.
Do you remember the duel that he did? He did really well, right? And I think that he's underestimated, kind of like Nikola. He's very underestimated. People don't see him as a threat. People look at Josh and they look at Johnny, and they would look at Chris or Toby as somebody that they should be worried about. They don't think about Kendall, and I think that's how people win things because they're surfing under the radar.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just looking on Wikipedia. We have 14 contestants left, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So we have 14 contestants left, and it looks like day 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and then it's the final in week 3. So tomorrow is Tuesday.
And then we're losing two tomorrow.
Tuesday,
I have 12.
Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So, yeah, like basically next week, Tuesday is the
And that's
finale.
assuming that we lose two people an episode, right?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. No, we might be losing more than that in an episode. Tomorrow we have two, right? So then after tomorrow, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We'll have 12. 6, 8, 10. No, I think at one point we'll lose like three or four.
Oh wow. It's gonna get intense. It's gonna get crazy. I'm just I don't know. I'm gonna so my official guess for the winner, and we're gonna revisit these obviously after the finale and we determine who wins to see if we were right. My official guess is Kendall. I think Kendall's gonna win it all.
One of the days, it's going to be four people, right? Because if we have 14 people, take away two tomorrow, right? That's 12. So then two, and then you take away another four, right? So that would be, I can't do math right now. But yeah, on one of the episodes, it's going to be four people.
The finale will probably be, we'll probably lose a bunch of people at the finale. Like, I'm pretty sure there'll be at least four people in the finale. I'll have
So,
to get
yeah.
like three people out on the finale, right? Because I'm pretty sure when you go into the finale, it's usually, it's probably going to be two couples. that goes into the finale, and then we're gonna lose three people somehow to determine the winner.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if we get to choose the winner or if it's the former castmates that choose the winner.
Oh yeah, do we get to vote? Yeah, that's a good question. I think we should be able to vote for who gets the cash, right? I feel like we're invested. I know it's not our money, but like we're not giving it away, but I feel like we should at least get to determine who wins, right?
I thought I saw somewhere that it's the other cast members,
Oh, so the
right?
that got dumped would come back and decide who won,
Yeah.
gonna win. They do that on other shows too, actually. The people that you voted off, or like on certain shows, the people that didn't make it, they come back and then they determine who's gonna win, which it's not good because if you were really schemey and scrimy and slimy towards people, it's not gonna help you for them to come back because they're not gonna want to help you win. Right. So if you were really slimy to people to get to the end, and then those same people come back and they're vocal in who gets the money, that's not going to really help you, you know? They're actually going to
Yeah,
lose.
so basically, I'm reading something on a Love Island US fan page. It says, if this is by all's first Love Island games, I need you all to go back and watch the finale from last season and how winners are determined. Because, yes, now we can vote, but I truly think just like last season, Islanders will vote for the top three and then. There is a final duel for 250K. We won't be involved in the decision or on who gets the money other than who we vote for to keep to stay, a potential of who goes home as a pair.
Oh, I mean, if least if we get to vote for who's in the final duel, then I guess that's the closest to we picking who wins. Like at least we can put the people in the duel that we would want to win, and then we can go from there. At least we're involved, right? At least we're involved because we at first it felt like we weren't really involved. So at least we're involved now.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's going to be the same thing, but it would be interesting to see, right, if that is the actual case and that if that's what's going to happen. If you have your former Islanders also like voting for you.
I don't think that's gonna be good. Can you imagine if Karina comes back and Johnny's in the finals? Like she's gonna make sure he don't win. Like I don't think that's
No, of
gonna
course not.
be because when you piss off a whole bunch of people, you really hope you never have to deal with those people again. And then when they come back and it's up to them, you done screwed yourself over. So I think it's not gonna work out in his favor at all.
No, not at all. And I hope it doesn't, to be honest. He's the scum of the earth.
Did you hear what some of the people were saying about him tonight? Like the losing, the non-winning team, they were like, "Oh, he's gonna be on Love Island season 700 or something." Did you hear the comments that they were making?
Love Island season 80.
Yeah,
Yeah,
like
I
they're
did.
so done with him and insinuating that he's gonna just keep doing the show over and over because he has nothing else going on. I think that he's definitely made a lot of enemies in the house, and the way that he moves is really grimy, right? I think a lot of people can't look past the situation with Audrina and how he treated her. And a lot of people just don't care for his attitude, right? I mean
No.
I kind of think he's a little douchey, right?
Arrogant.
Yeah, I would say kind of, yeah, he's douchey. Like I think that he definitely gives off a vibe of he's better than everyone or whatever. And I don't know. I don't know him. I didn't watch his season, so I don't know if like this is how he's always acted. But
Oh, yeah, it is.
he definitely comes across as an unlikable person, right? Like even if he didn't, the Adriana situation didn't happen, he still doesn't seem very likable, right?
Exactly. And the first opportunity they get to vote him off, they're going to vote him off.
Well, he keeps winning, so it ain't gonna be tomorrow because he's the
No.
challenge. So that is one thing that you can't argue with. He wins. And
Well, he wins at like not mental challenges, probably, but he'll win at physical challenges.
yeah, and so far it's been a lot of physical challenges. And well, we know that he wins, but he doesn't always get the first place trophy, right? We know that. We know that he has a track record of being the runner up. So we know that, but we do know that he wins enough to get to the end.
So,
But
yeah. So let's put our bets in now to see who's gonna duel for tomorrow. And I say it's gonna be Garby and Justine and Kendall and
you think that
Josh.
Garby and Kendall are gonna duel again?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna say it's going to be Josh. Well, it has to be Josh and Kendall because, like we said, there's no reason why they would put Casey in there because he just got there and nobody really has a reason to yet. But
No, she's going to protect her ex because they don't have bad blood.
yeah, and the only other two guys are Josh and Kendall. So there's no other choice for me to go with there. But I do think girl-wise, it's gonna be Justine and Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that
Yeah.
obviously Johnny is gonna put Justine in the bottom for reasons that we discussed. And I think Sydney being someone that's new, but has already picked sides, I think that they're gonna try to get rid of her next.
See, I don't know because Tyreek may steer that into a different direction.
He could be outvoted, though.
That's true.
I mean,
But
he could try, but he could be outvoted. So I don't know. We'll see. But I hope it's not Garby again because she literally just fought for her life. Like, yeah. Right? Like, I don't know. Does she even have it in her to do it again? Like, because she was like, I literally just fought for my life yesterday.
I know I don't want it to be her, but she is strong, right? So, and they saw that.
Yeah, she's a threat. And I think the real choice should be Nicola. She should be the one dueling, but like I said, no one hates her, so they're not going to do it. But that
Exactly.
strategy-wise, it should be her because you know what place she came in that challenge? Second.
Right, but
She is one of the strongest girls in the house, and but people are not taking notice.
she's a thinker because she's just like, let's do the slime because that's going to be the hardest one to do.
Yeah, and she was right. She's intelligent. She's intelligent.
She's smart. Like I said, she's playing it smart, right? But
I can
like
guarantee
she.
that they're not going to put her in the duel tomorrow because nobody sees her as a threat. And she's,
Exactly.
even though she came in second place out of everybody, they're still not looking at her as a threat. And I think that she's so strategic in that because she builds everyone up. She encourages everyone. She's everybody's best friend. She's your shoulder to cry on. She's your therapist. So when it comes to trying to do something hurtful to someone, she's the last person that comes to your mind.
Exactly.
So,
So, and I don't think she would. She's not deliberate like that. I don't think she would hurt somebody deliberately. Like, look how upset she got with the whole KK situation, right? Like, she was more hurt by it. And I don't think it was a facade. People could say it's a facade, but I really don't think it was a facade. I think it was just her being a genuine good person.
yeah, I don't think that she's like a Johnny where she could just like make a horrible decision and hurt someone and then just walk away like nothing ever happened. I think she
No.
has actual feelings and emotions. I don't think Johnny does. He's just
No.
said it like, because he was like, I think you're making this bigger than it is. You're rolling out of proportion. And she was like, you led me on. Like, but when you don't have feelings and emotions, it doesn't seem like a big deal to you. But when you do, you would never do that to someone. So,
He's going to be on House of Villains.
who, Johnny?
Yeah.
The new season? Oh my gosh, I watched that show. I love that show. So that's cool because I used to not know who the Love Island people were. When I Oh, this is actually cool because I've watched every season of House of Villains because there's usually someone from 90 Day Fiancé on it. So how interesting that the show is now going to be even more relatable to me.
Yeah. So what season are they on? Like season four?
Let's see. I've watched them all. It says there's only two seasons. So this would be season three.
Yeah. So I was reading on the Wikipedia. Yeah, Love Island. Yeah, he's going to be on there.
So wait, have they announced the cast members like the whole season?
Yeah, House of Villains season three cast. Tiffany from Flavor of Love, or New York from
She's
Flavor of
been on
Love.
every season.
Tom Sandoval from Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my God.
So Ariana's ex.
Jackie. No, Tom
Paul.
already on, wasn't he? Oh wait, season three. Jackie, Christy, Christine Quinn, Tom Sandoval. Oh my God, this is gonna be a really good season. Wow. That's crazy. There's no one from 90 Day Fiancé. Oh, Drita from Mob Wives. She's one of my favorite people in the world, by the way. So that's crazy.
Yeah, I thought you knew. This came out in, like, I think May.
No, I didn't know that they announced it. Do you know, did they say when it's coming? Oh, it says it's premiering early 2026 on Peacock. What? Oh wow, this is crazy. I'm actually excited. I don't know who a few of these people are, but I know who a lot of these people are. So, oh wait, and it also says that Johnny is from The Challenge. Did you know that? It says that he was on Love Island and The Challenge. Isn't The Challenge the MTV show?
I have no idea what the challenge is, but yeah, I saw that on Wikipedia. I'm like, wait, he's gonna be on House of Villains as well? And I'm like, okay. I'm like,
Yeah, the challenge is formerly known as Real World Road Rules Challenge. Is so Johnny was also on that. So that's why they were making fun of him because they're basically saying that he just jumps from reality show to reality show. That's where that joke was coming from earlier tonight. I didn't know
yeah.
he had also done the challenge. That's news to me. So it does look like he's a career reality show jumper, which there's nothing wrong with that. New York Tiffany Pollard has been on every season of House of Villains since it premiered. There's nothing wrong with that. If you jump from show to show, I have no issue with it.
So, yeah, there you go. I saw it and I'm like, wait, I wonder like if he knows that they're gonna be like House of Villains. Like, I wonder if George knows that Johnny's gonna be on it, which I can see him and like, I guess they can't get like the British people to be on House of Villains because it's a US-based show, but I think Tyreek would be up there too.
Oh yeah, nobody would know who they are. So yeah,
Exactly.
I think that it has to be people that were on a US-based show. But now that Tyreek and Toby and Casey and Gabby, like now that they've been on the American version of Love Island Games, maybe they could get on shows like this because this is an American version of the show. So now we do know who they are. So it could
But not everybody watches, well, just like Love Island, not everybody watches it, right? So
Well, yeah, but they
that's
have
the thing.
Jackie on there from Basketball Wise. A lot of people don't watch Basketball Wise. She still got on there.
No, well, I guess we'll see what happens.
We will watch. I'll watch. I love that show. But all right, so we're gonna wrap and we're gonna watch tomorrow's dumping and then get back to you and let you guys know if we were right. Fingers crossed we were, but we probably won't be. But and then
Yeah, no.
we'll know who the final 12 are because I think we have 14 now. So it'll be the final 12 tomorrow. And then I think Wednesday will be our break. And then we'll get into it again Thursday. And things are getting down to the nitty gritty, guys, because now, the last week, we're going to be losing people left and right. So you got to make sure that your favorite people are safe. So if you got a telephone, you need to be voting. You need to be voting.
Wow.
They
If
might.
you're a US contestant and you have a phone, you know what to do.
Yeah, if you want somebody to stay safe, you gotta vote. If they give you the opportunity, we don't get to vote every time, but it's getting down to the end, y'all. So do what you.
Because I can't vote, so which is dumb because it's international contestants. People internationally should be able to vote.
Oh, I can't vote either because I downloaded the app and then I deleted it. So when I redownloaded it and I tried to register my number, it said that my number was already registered and then they won't. So yeah, I can't vote either. So I feel like a Canadian at this point because I can't vote. So I'm just like, gee, way to just throw me out of the loop, you know? Like, wow.
No kidding. Okay. Well, I guess for all, and we just keep on converting people over, like more and more.
Yeah, we're like the Jehovah Witnesses of Love Island. We're getting people to switch their religion, but it's their favorite shows, and we're switching them to Love Island.
Like Lana's now caught up, who joins our other podcast from time to time on 90 Day Fiance Friday. She's all caught up with Love Island and she loves it.
I mean, what's not to love, right?
Right?
Like, what's not to love? It's like when people are trying to convert you to religion. What's not to love about Jesus? And what's not to love about Love Island, right? Like, if we're gonna convert you, what's not to love, right?
Yep. Try getting somebody else to watch it. Pineapple Girl, she's like, I can't do it. I can't.
Yeah, there's a few people, even like on the live recording tonight when we started talking about it, they're like, I'm not watching that. And they left the live recording. They just don't want to be on it, you know? And I get it. I know some people just don't want to get into it. And I totally understand. That's why
Get it. Yeah.
I told our other podcast hosts, I was like, we got to do separate shows because I don't want people to get mad, you know, when they're trying to do their podcast of their favorite show and then we start talking about their least favorite show. You know, and
Exactly. Or something that they have no interest in at all, right? So we got to respect people's
gotta
boundaries and
respect
stuff.
people's boundaries. All right, guys, we're gonna wrap. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to my co-host Gina for being here and being my bestie and watching Love Island and reading all my tweets and making fun little memes with me about the show. We love it. And
Course.
thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll be back soon. And we'll talk to you later. Okay,
Good
bye.
night. Bye.